With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump's extremely tough immigration policies have contributed to a significant decline in illegal border crossings. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports crossings have reached their lowest level in decades.
During the first 18 days of President Trump's second term, federal agents arrested nearly 11,000 illegal immigrants. That surpassed the total number of apprehensions under former President Joe Biden. Additionally, the Trump administration successfully pressured Mexico to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border. That was following a threat to impose a 25% tariff. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Biden administration has left taxpayers on the hook for $23 billion for giveaways to illegal immigrants.
The Department of Health and Human Services ramped up grants for migrants from 2020 to 2024, which included cash assistance to buy cars, homes, and even build credit for startup businesses, according to a shocking watchdog report that found taxpayers were left on the hook for $22.6 billion. HHS's Office of Refugee Resettlement, which came under fire last year for having lost track of 32,000 migrant children in the U.S., handed out the high sum to a host of nonprofits, effectively acting as a giant magnet for those crossing the U.S. border and claiming asylum. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the price of eggs skyrocketing. Van Thomas with Valinda Organics in Florida.
The price has gone up so much until people are having to make a decision. Am I going to have eggs, you know? And we tell them it's like sticker shock. But we get it, but we're lucky to even be able to get them because some places can't even get them, but you're getting them at a premium.
Florida shopper Michelle Kinley. Wyoming health officials say an older woman is hospitalized with bird flu. That's the state's first human case of type A H5N1 influenza. This is SRN News. Bud Light still isn't or hasn't recovered from a big blunder. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerich says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Lori Pahutsky has undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's reelection. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilizations since the November election. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. More money is needed to help California homeowners. Here's John Scott.
A lot more money. California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who can't get private coverage needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR Plan is an insurance pool that all the major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who can't get private insurance because their properties are deemed too risky to insure. The department says it's the first time the FAIR Plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. John Scott reporting.
Workers at an Amazon warehouse in North Carolina have received or rejected a proposal to unionize. They're the latest group of the company's employees to side against union representation. The National Labor Relations Board said about three-quarters of employees in an Amazon fulfillment center in Garner near Raleigh voted against joining a grassroots labor organization. More news at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.